There is no tomorrow.
Right? Okay. However, if you look at this, calories, 200. Okay, so mom says 200 calories, that's not such a big deal. But the serving size is one pastry. So every time you open that envelope, you have 400 calories. Now, no healthy calories in that envelope. I don't want you to go out and say, oh, well, I can eat Pop-Tarts, Joanne said. Okay? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this is what they've done to us, and it makes it very difficult. Now, they are trying to change food labeling where calories will be in big, bold letters, and serving size will be big enough that you can read it. And I'm hoping that that will make a difference. The other thing is genetically modified foods. I'm not going to go into that. I know that we've heard a lot about genetically modified foods. This is a few examples of where you'll find GM soybeans, for example. The one I love is infant formula. Really? I'm trying to start my child out in a healthy way. I can no longer breastfeed. So I'm going to use infant formula. GM corn. Find it in a lot of things. Here, let me make it a little easier for you. If you eat anything that's on this slide, you're getting gluten, you're getting soy, you're getting corn. None of which is good, okay? All right, digestive enzymes. I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes because when I talk about the gastrointestinal system being the most important organ, you know, Sanjeev mentioned it. I feel it's the most important organ. Hippocrates said, death begins in the colon. Life begins in the gut, okay? I truly believe that, and if you'll stop and think about it, none of you sitting in this room today are the same person you were when you were born, or when you were 2, or when you were 10. You've all changed. You've changed in size and shape. How have you changed? You've changed because of the food that you've put into your bodies, the way that food has been broken down and utilized. Now, a lot of people will say to me, I have horrible problems with gastroesophageal reflux disease. What's the first thing I would say to these people? It's not you've got too much stomach acid. Okay? And if you go out and do the research, very few people make too much stomach acid. The majority of adults in this country actually don't make enough stomach acid. Okay? So the first thing I would say is not that you make too much stomach acid, but let's work on why that's a problem and let's see if we can fix it. The biggest part of that problem that I've learned in my experience is that lower esophageal sphincter muscle, that muscle that's supposed to clamp down and keep all your stomach stuff down in the stomach, doesn't work real well. It's a muscle. What do we know about muscle? Calcium and magnesium in order for it to work properly. So you tell me you've got an issue with gastroesophageal reflux disease, the first thing I'm going to say is we need to get you on a good quality calcium supplement and get you on some good digestive enzymes. Okay? The enzymes that we use are specific for the foodstuffs that they're working on, and they work in various stages throughout digestion. And if you don't have enough enzymes, either from the ones you're taking or the foods that you're eating, your body's not going to get the benefit of the food that you're putting into it. Food enzymes are very important because they're found in raw foods, uncooked foods, unprocessed foods. How many of you eat 5 to 8 servings a day of fresh fruits and vegetables? Yeah, not most of you don't, okay? Many of you do, but most of you don't. 5 to 8 servings a day, going to get lots of antioxidants, going to get a lot of things, but you're also, if you're eating fresh, raw fruits and vegetables, you're also going to get some enzymes, some very important enzymes to help your body, to help your pancreas that is responsible for producing those enzymes, get that food broken down and utilized properly. We don't have enough food enzymes. Most of what we eat is processed. For those of you that didn't raise your hands, chances are real good that you're starting to improve your diet. Perhaps you're eating frozen fruits and vegetables. Frozen fruits and vegetables are certainly better than canned fruits and vegetables, but they have no live active enzymes either. So if your body's going to work like it's supposed to, you need to have good digestive enzymes. So do I encourage everyone to take enzymes? Absolutely. With meals and between meals. People will say, why between meals? My answer to why between meals is because the way food gets broken down in the body, depending on how healthy your gastrointestinal system is, if you have leaky gut and things leave your gut and travel into the vascular system, if you're taking a good proteolytic enzyme product between your meals, that enzyme product is going to go through and help to clean up the blood because it has no food to work on. So people say, why do you tell me I should take them between meals? That's the reason, okay? Taking them between meals is a very good idea. Now, once the body has used up all its digestive enzyme stores, and that happens to us as we get older, because we are born with digestive enzyme stores that ultimately get exhausted because we eat so many foods that do not have live enzymes. Our bodies have to work overtime to break down those foods. Once you exhaust your digestive enzyme stores, you're going to start to have problems with all of those GI complaints. I have belching, bloating, gas, heartburn, all of those things. Those can all be related to not enough good enzymes left in your system to be able to break down those foods. The other thing that happens is the pancreas, which is responsible for making a lot of those enzymes, gets worn out trying to make these enzymes for you to digest your food, and there's not enough energy left for that same pancreas to make some of those other enzymes that are necessary to do all the jobs, all the other jobs in your body.